President Clinton today certified 23 countries as fully cooperative with U.S. counter-narcotics efforts around the world. Mexico is on the list, in spite of evidence of corruption throughout the Mexican government. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, announcing the certification decisions today, said President Clinton decided to grant Mexico full certification, but she said the administration expects Mexico to work to pursue a series of objectives with what she called firm expectations of further progress.
These include all-out efforts to capture major drug traffickers, increased extradition of cop killers and leading traffickers to the United States, implementing laws against money laundering and attacking corruption.
Colombia and five other countries were judged uncooperative. On Capitol Hill, the president's decisions are already being criticized. Some members of Congress say they'll push to remove Mexico's certification. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Gelton. First of all, Tom, in the list of six countries that were decertified, any surprises?
No, Robert. Those are the same six countries that were decertified last year. Four or five of them, Iran, Afghanistan, Burma, Syria, and Nigeria, are known for their role in heroin trafficking and the production of opium. So there was certainly no surprise there. The sixth, Colombia, also was decertified last year. Really, the only question was what was going to happen with Mexico. This was debated within the administration right up to the last minute. There was the possibility of decertifying it, but then giving it a waiver so that it would not be subject to penalties for national interest purposes.
And there are some countries that have that.
There are three countries that were decertified but have a national interest waiver. In the end, Mexico got a full certification. This will prove to be the part of the decision that is most controversial.
Well, what does the administration say was its reasoning for recertifying, continuing to certify Mexico?
Well, the administration has been saying all week since the news that Mexico's drug czar was found to be corrupt that the fact that the government arrested him shows that it is politically committed to this, in contrast to the government of Colombia, which they say is beholden to the drug traffickers. So even though there's evidence of corruption, they're saying that Mexico is working against it. On the other hand, another factor has to be the economic importance and political importance of Mexico as our neighbor.
Some members of Congress have been very critical of Mexico's anti-drug effort. They've already criticized the president for this decision, and others, I'm sure, will get around to it in due time. What is Congress's role here? Can they undo what the administration has done?
Yeah, the U.S. Congress has 30 days in which they can actually reject a president's certification of a country. In fact, in the past, the Senate has, with respect to Mexico, in fact, before, rejected the president's certification of it. In those cases, they could not get the House to go along with it. So, in fact, an entire certification has never been overruled, but in theory, it could happen.
Well, what does this mean, say, for the six countries that have been decertified? What exactly are the consequences of decertification?
Well, the law that was passed in 1986 sets forth a number of things that follow automatically from decertification. They will be denied various types of assistance, ranging from food aid to military aid. And the United States government is also instructed to vote against international loans to those countries that are decertified.
Some Latin American countries, people in them, have been very outspoken in their rejection of this entire process. Does the U.S., the Clinton administration, figure that it's still worth the effort of certifying or decertifying countries?
Well, what the administration says to that question is what they've said in response to questions about a number of controversial laws, which is that it's not for them to decide or to weigh in on whether it's a good law or not. The fact is it's a law. They have to do it. But the trouble that this is creating with Latin American countries in particular certainly makes one wonder if it's worth it.
Tom, thank you very much. NPR's Tom Gelton reporting on the administration's decision today on certification of foreign countries as partners of the U.S. anti-drug effort.